Good morning, Pierre. It's the 26th of May, 2003. I make it 0941 hours, 9:41 in the morning. Now, I had a drink last night. I made the conscious decision, neither hot nor cold. I chose cold. I chose evil over good, but God would rather in evil that I mean having some gin and being a bit promiscuous. Well, I wasn't, thank God. God help us. But I think it's that middle path where you're like neither in nor out, up nor down, that's the real danger. Now, everything's worked out and I'm so surprised, thank God. And thank you, Jem, for sharing the gin. Because I'd have ended up with a hangover, and that's what the forecast was for me. At least my feelings told me that this morning. But I did pray to God. I said I'm sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry that I've chose gin over Jesus. Yeah, gin's made out of juniper berries over Jesus. Anyway, the way the day's turned out is that the stars have aligned for me. I'm on a walk. I'm doing a classic walk to Knott's, the title of this video. And I'm just approaching now, having walked around 40 minutes at the junction, the train junction. The lights are on red and I'm at Amber Nature Reserve. I'm just holding back a touch because an angel said so. I'm really grateful how everything's lined up. I'm well shod for a walk today. When, like I said, my feelings forecasted that I'd be nursing a difficult hangover today. But that, praise the Lord, is not the case. I did make a podcast on happiness, moreover kindness, which I'm going to include in this. I had a good phone call with my friend Carl. And he was deep with me and I was deep with him. Not about feelings for one another, but generally, if you're forgiven, and if you're forgiving others, then God will forgive you. You know, you don't understand how precious life is unless a lot of bad stuff's happened to you, I guess. I don't think you can really be trained. I'm on a train track in kindness. And RIP me mate who died. I pray, Lord, that you can help me today to keep my eyes open. I don't think I'm in a season of flies going in my eyes, which I think is akin to a curse from the Most High. But I am going to lay down the ingredients for this day, even in the form of the words prophecy. I prophesy that I make it to Nottingham and my legs aren't broken. I prophesy that if anyone does stop to question me, because I do look very inviting and welcoming, that I look them in the eye. Let me be reminded, as I'll be on it for tonight, as my work shift at Domino's, to look customers in the eye. And I remember in the Bible how it said, in Job, the devil walked up and down the earth. And I just think I don't want to be like that. I like walking, and Jesus did a lot of walking. Moreover, sometimes you can, one of the major lies is, it's all in an identity crisis. Anyway, I'm hitting the towpath. Hitting the towpath now. I'm in Loving and Richard Attenborough Nature Reserve. I'm going to hit the river. I'm going to power it down to Nottingham. Probably I'm aiming to come out at the train station. I hope no one's in earshot, because I think this walk is a righteous act. I aim to pray, and I pray for you now, Pierre. And I think I'll introduce everyone in these podcasts to guarantee at least one listener with a hello, Pierre. Good morning or good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the God Hour. Amen. Yeah, so my journaling's going all right. I caught up in a flash. I quickly added two and two together at the flat, tidied up a touch. And no hangover, as mentioned previous. Now, there is a walk, which I had a giggle about earlier, called a full circle leg breaker, where you go around the power station, but come to actually making the full circle, which is a full circle, which is your start is your finish. I can't yet work out how to achieve that without broken limbs, because the walk, when you're at around plank and leg it, your legs will be very tired, and I'm wondering whether running it would make any difference to the crushing pain that sets in. You of course need your sundries, your calling on Jesus, and your fluids. Now, I didn't think about sundries as anything other than tidbits of snacks, drinks, but they are just random articles. And on that note, I'm gonna say silence and get out of here. God bless you.